Good evening, everybody. Jason Valgerber here. We're going to get into the pod real quick. Just wanted to talk about what we have coming up tonight. We have a double pod, kind of back-to-back tonight. First, we hosted Maramita for a social this evening. So on the pod, we have Jory Weiss, one of the Maramita counselors, longtime veteran, sister of our counselor Isaac, cousin of the rest of our myriad of Weiss campers and counselors at Menominee. And then we jump into our typical CampCast podcast, the recap of the day with Andrew Morris and Benny Goldberg. So yeah, it's an awesome half hour this evening. So I hope you really enjoy it. I had so much fun doing it. Enjoy. All right, welcome to another episode of The Word. I'm Jason Fuggerber. It is Tuesday, July 30th, 2019, and this is going to be great. I got the Weisses in here, and Zeke.
Yep, but honorary Weiss.
One very special Weiss guest. Can you tell our people who you are?
Yes, I'm Jory Weiss. I go to Maramita, and it's my sixth summer up here.
And we have a lot of Weisses. Like, the yes. Weiss tree of Menominee is very extensive, so you might have to be more specific.
Yes, I'm Isaac's sister.
And
twin, right. Triplet, whatever triplet. You want to call it, sister. Yes.
Triplet.
Well, yeah, triplet.
Who's the third one of you?
Brooke. She's at home in Arizona.
Shout out to Brooke.
Yeah, shout out to Brooke. Yeah.
The forgotten Weiss.
Okay, so let's just talk about the social. We're here.
Great.
What have we done? What are we doing?
You know, tonight is a social, and it's our last social. Hey, it is a social. Like,
wow. this is the content that gets you Marc Maron type.
Got it.
It's this type of stuff.
Got it.
That gets you that.
So we have a theme tonight. This is our first theme social for Maramita of the summer.
Really?
So congratulations.
You know what? Take that, all other boys camps, because we do themes to pretty much everyone.
And our girls are super excited about it. We had to explain a little what Mardi Gras is to our uncultured campers, but they're having a great time. They're all decked out in their gold and their purple and their green.
This is the moment where all of the parents of Maramita campers are like, wait. You hosted a Mardi Gras theme social with my girls at your camp. Like that, yeah, there's a semi-panic moment. Can we put everyone at ease that, like, we're giving out beads for
food? We give out beads respectively.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We're teaching modern Mardi Gras values at Cameron Omni. I think. Brett's got, what'd you have to do to your beads?
I passed out popcorn.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. I passed out cinnamon rolls.
Good for you. So what type of food did you have? Did you get in anything yet?
I didn't eat anything, but my campers loved all your popcorn and your cinnamon rolls, which were
king cakes?
Beautifully decorated
with
purple and gold and green.
Our office manager, Rebecca, is from Louisiana, and she, like,
classic,
went all out for this. The beads, the golf cart, Right, okay.
I was looking forward to hearing the trombone. I heard all about it.
Did he not?
He did not.
He wasn't feeling it. Cold feet.
I used that as a persuasion method to get my kids on this Mardi Gras theme. But it's all right.
I'm hoping for a parade. He was really excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get him playing for us, and then maybe next year we'll play for
the whole group. Perfect.
If we do Mardi Gras part two. Okay, shout out, like, Jonah Gagerman on our side has put this social together with Rebecca. He's done a great job.
Great job.
Go Gagerman.
Here we go.
Okay. Team Gagerman.
Highlights of Maramita summer.
Highlights. We had an outstanding first session. No rain. Not one drop of rain from the sky.
True.
We have a really small senior cabin this year.
Okay.
We have 12 girls in senior cabin.
Usually, that's small for you guys?
Last summer it was 34.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's really small. We have two big things. First session's MTVs. Second session's the Sing, which I know you guys do. Version of that.
A lot of our stuff is very similar. You guys have messaged from Martha, we have messaged from Garcia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, our cabins were painted red and white like yours at one point.
I do know that. Wasserman's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
Was.
Yeah. We had great MTVs. We have outstanding staff this year. All the internationals are looking to come back, which is really special.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's kind of it.
What are your things at Maramita? Like, what do you specialize in?
I'm ski. I'm a ski driver, and at Merameda, we don't do sports like you guys do. So it's not like a sports camp.
You have a tennis program.
We do have a big tennis program. Yeah. The girls love tennis. We have two tennis instructors who fly out from India every year. It's the 21st summer up here.
Wow.
Yeah. They teach tennis, and we have some required activities. We have tennis is required, swimming is required.
Lee Libby is our tennis guy.
Yeah. Like 4 years.
Oh, nice.
All right, wait, keep going.
Yeah, so we do all of our stuff on the waterfront. We have ski, nice. Tube, swim, stand-up paddleboarding, kayak and canoeing, sailing. We have 4 sailboats. We have a key log. Well, we have 2. But,
ooh.
Yeah, everything's on the waterfront.
Do you guys do a relay at the end of the summer? Like, do you have
we have AC. Camp? AC okay. relay. But we have a relay first session as well.
Do you scull? Do you guys do sculling as part of your relay?
I don't know what that means.
So sculling is when you're in... Sculling, they're laughing for a reason. Sculling is when you're in a canoe and you're either sitting or on your knees and you paddle with your hands.
Got it.
Do you guys do that?
God, no.
Okay.
Isaac's really good at it.
It's part of our relay, and Isaac is so good at it. So good that during the fantasy camp relay, him and Cole Newman were sculling and legitimately within 30 seconds almost sunk it. I've never seen a canoe sink, but they tipped over and almost sunk the canoe to the bottom of the
water. Wow.
Well, the entire camp was like cheering for the canoe to sink. Jeremy and I were like, hey, maybe should we go?
I was having fun.
Get the canoe.
How many times did it flip? Yeah.
Like twice.
Twice.
Great,
it flipped
great.
Once and then we took it back out and sunk it.
Nice.
Okay. So.
But we do, this is new. Starting in 2016, we started doing your fire tradition where you try to burn the string. Well, we don't boil water.
Oh, you do the rope burn.
We don't do, we burn a rope and it's not nearly, we use matches and some lighter fluid because our girls don't know how to start fires.
Okay.
But they have a little book next to them and they look at the book and they put the wood up and then they have a fire starter and they have matches.
As part of the relay.
Yes.
Okay.
They like run and get all that stuff.
Nice.
And then it's just the captain's event.
I think over time you'll see that people will start like building really good. Now that they know it's part of it, I think it's going to happen where like girls will learn how to build fires because they want to do the rope burn as part of the relay.
You know, I hope you're right.
I think that's
I
my
hope
prediction.
So.
We're going to listen back to this. This is officially a part of the record now. We're going to listen back to this 5 years from now and it's going to be like you're going to have to figure out a way to make the rope burn not go so fast.
Yeah.
So
no. And I mean, the rope is 2.5 feet off the ground. So
that's low.
It's low. Very, so very low.
How hard is it?
Basically, they just have to get the flames started.
Can you just like,
so once the flames, once the flames started, it burns the rope.
Okay.
It's like just starting the fire.
Do you soak the rope? So in the Northeast, rope burn is really big. And at the camp I worked at before I bought Menominee, the rope burn was just its own event. Like kind of like the hatchet hunt. Like so what they would do is their seniors, their rope would probably be 10 or 15 feet off the ground. And the whole summer it would soak in water. So it would be soaking for 6 weeks. And then the two teams of basically senior cabin would like, they'd start the clock and they'd like build their thing. And if their fire tipped over, like they were done. They basically had to build way fires in 5 minutes.
That's
so they would practice. We could talk off air about some of the issues I had with rope burn overall, but it is a cool concept. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and something we're doing for the first time, well, not the first time in over 10, 15 years, is we're going to the Cahuaga Ski Competition.
Hey, we'll be there.
Wow. Yeah. So this is our first time going since the majority of our staff has been at camp. Because, well, number one, we don't like, we never have socials with Cahuaga. The only time we did is that super social in 2014 or 15.
Good. They smell.
Yeah. So we do, we only do socials with you guys, Ojibwa, and Horseshoe.
Okay.
So.
It's also far.
Yeah. It's far. We have good skiers. We used to be a little better. Right now, we have one girl who's working on...
Do you have a ski course, or are you guys not allowed to have
that? We don't have a slalom course, no.
Yeah, do we?
But our lake is much nicer than yours, just for skiing-wise. We don't have any waves, choppiness-wise.
So...
Whatever.
We're going to have to... No,
off that.
No, we're going to need to address this. I invite you into the pod center. I open up my microphone doors to you and my microphones, and you come on and you slander Sand Lake, you besmirch it, and you stomp on the history of our lake and of our waterfront, and I don't appreciate it. I'm a little sad.
You know, I appreciate Sand Lake, and I'm not saying
I don't think you do.
It's not. I'm not saying it's not a good lake. It just will
lake.
Never
it's not
meet
a good lake. It's a great
lake. Lake Mita's expectations.
It's a great lake. It should be the sixth great lake.
Got it. So anyway, with our green, not orange lake, we are able to take girls.
That was a jab. With our green, not orange lake.
It's the reflection of the sun.
The water is just shining so perfectly on our incredible and amazing lake. You know what's great about our lake?
It's very quiet, so we can do whatever we want.
True.
We
is your lake to... is your lake private?
It's on a chain of five lakes, actually.
You can go to England, France, from our lake.
Can you to Australia from your lake?
Yeah, because you can from
we
ours.
Can. We can.
Nope. Don't make me call Dennis Kozlowski right now.
But we...
I will get him on the phone, and he will tell you exactly how you can get in the canoe that Isaac didn't sink and canoe from Sand Lake to Australia. You could do it.
All right, I respect that.
You
could
get to New Orleans.
There's room for opportunity. Opportunity and growth in Sand Lake. But we stick to our smooth sailing.
You are a wise. I never knew. No, I know.
So,
okay.
We work on, we have levels for our ski. Skiing is the biggest activity at Maramita.
Do you know how many kids we got up on skis for the first time last year at Menominee?
How many?
50.
Wow.
We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So we have all of the girls at our camp up and around.
This year the number's pretty high. So what do you do for new skiers? Do you have like a...
So we have a whole program. I designed it this year.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
We have levels. So we have one level is getting up and around.
Nice.
We have another one, which is skier salute, which is where you lift up one ski.
Okay.
You have one that's dropping a ski, which you drop it and then you slalom. One's slaloming, getting up and around, and the last one's cutting and spraying. So
awesome.
Like slalom tricks. And
sounds like a great
notes?
Program.
Yeah,
of,
are you taking notes?
Yeah, so we start the girls, and if they can't go on to the next level until they've officially completed one of the levels.
What
and
do you get? Do you get like a...
So there's a... We have a board on our ski shed where each of the girls has their name and a little washer, and the washer's painted.
Is that your buddy board?
We have a buddy board.
So
that's
this is
near
a ski
the
board, too.
This is a ski board at the ski area.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we have a ski board. It has everyone's name on it and what level they are.
Okay.
So what's good is... We've technically had this program for a while, but we haven't been sticking to it. Girls have just been trying to get up slaloming, and it never works. So this year, we've had so much progress now with these levels. We have little ranchers, that's our youngest age group at camp, who in 3 days, I took them over visitors, and then the first 2 days of second session, they got up and around, they crossed wakes, they dropped a ski. All three, right in a row, they just moved up and up and up. And now, instead of being like...
Because they have something to shoot for.
Exactly. Now, instead of being like, I'm just going to keep dropping a ski, they're like, all right, now I have to get up slaloming because that's my next disc. So they're...
Hired. we have a program. Like, our water ski program is amazing. Shout out to our water ski program. But I want to do what you're doing at water skiing for almost every activity that we have in camp. And it's a goal of mine that I wanted to accomplish this year that we didn't, that we are going to do next year 100%
Perfect.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if we don't, it's all over.
It's all over.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. So we have one girl this year who we think is good enough to start barefooting. So
we have a barefooting club in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
How many guys do you get up barefooting?
So they do like a 6 a.m. ski sometimes. So they'll fill a boat.
Yeah.
And they'll do either slaloming or barefooting. I think we have a few.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So we don't have a bar, which stinks.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're trying just to teach her from going off the dock, which is really tough. And
that's really hard, right?
Yeah, it's tough, but we're working on it, and she's getting there. She's really amazing. She can slalom with just one foot. She can take out her back foot and do a bunch of tricks. We used to have a girl who could ski on a paddle. That was cool. Like a wooden paddle.
Pam can do that.
Yeah.
So can Maggie.
Yeah. So you guys,
Maggie.
If you have barefooters, you should have them try that.
One of our boat drivers
is
a Three Lakes Aqua Devil.
Ah. Not an Aquabat?
No.
Ah.
But we're an Aqua Devil camp.
Got it.
Now we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We are
I just saw a kid in an Aquabat sweatshirt.
Well, the Aqua Devils don't have the gear that the Aquabats do. We'll all admit that.
Got it.
But much like Sand Lake... The Aqua Devils shall not be secondary to the Aquabats. Oh, boy, that's true.
Got it.
Go Aqua Devils. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. We're actually going to see the Aquabats tomorrow. We have town day
we're
tomorrow.
We're going on Sunday.
Yes. We're a little worried because Agawock has our same town day, and you know how small Minocqua is. Is there going to be like a
West Side Story fight?
So we don't, I mean, when we do inner camps, like it's not, like, your guys' are really competitive. You don't like Cahuaga, from what I hear.
We like each other fine.
Yes. We compete very hard. For us, we did an inter camp this year, first time since 2016 with Chippewa.
How was that?
So we had three events, soccer, basketball, and tennis.
Tennis is a good one.
Yes.
All right, I'll go back to tennis.
So we have one age group, like one team per Ranchers, Dudes, and Pioneers.
Okay.
And the Dudes and Ranchers stayed at Maramita, and all the Pioneers went to Chippewa. And all the girls sign up so they can go see their friends.
Full at Chippewa. Day or just one afternoon?
Oh, no, it takes about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So they sign up. We get a Lamers bus, we go, and right away, the girls get off the bus, they're screaming and hugging their friends, it's a whole reunion, and then we're like, girls, like, we're here to play, come on.
That would make your brother, that would make the two sitting behind you so angry.
Yeah, I'm sure. So then they, you know, all the girls hang out the whole time, and then, like, at the beginning, it's hard, you're like, guys, like, we're here to, like, play basketball. Chippewa didn't even have a basketball team, like, enough girls to play until we got there, and they just got a girl. We won, like, 65-8. I was the basketball coach. Thank you.
Whites so
we, we actually had a practice. We practiced during general the day before. We played knockout.
I'm like feeling the intensity.
Your practice.
That was our practice. We played knockout, and I think that's why we won. So that's okay. In the record now,
so
too.
So your matrix didn't look like this?
You know,
your cousin
a little like that, but no, it just had names and sport.
Wait,
and they signed it themselves.
Okay, here's something that's going to happen next year, because Layla B and I really want it to happen. So we used to host, Menominee used to host a Northwoods tennis thing. Like, we would get three boys camps, three girls camps. They would send over people, and Menominee would host the girls, Chippewa or Maramita would host the boys.
Yeah.
And we'd play it out and then do like a mixed doubles thing.
Yeah, okay. So, we would love to do that. Yeah. We have a really, really great tennis program going.
I know you do.
We have really, really good girls. Some of the older girls.
Maramita?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Picking everything that you want to do?
No, but we...
Do you carry a walkie-talkie at camp?
Well, I have a walkie when I'm on the boat, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Because boat drivers have.
Yeah, boat drivers have walkies, but we don't walkie like you guys do with Hardo over in Big D.
So. What?
Hardo is Brett Weiss, Brett Big D is Isaac
Why
Weiss.
Why Big D?
That's what my campers call me. Really? Started as Big Daddy.
So,
okay, can I point something out about your brother that I've
Please,
noticed?
Please.
He, when he talks in front of the group, he's like, he talks with this, like, super Chicago accent, and I don't know where it came from, and it's really funny to me, like, Big D, yeah. You guys, green and white today? Yeah.
Ethan does that.
Circle dodge, the winner was, drum roll, please. The whites. And it's amazing. I don't know where he got it.
He gets that from Ethan. Ethan always gets Big Day today. That's Ethan. That's all Ethan. And I'm sure Isaac's mic skills.
Ethan would listen to this podcast. Like, he caught up with like 15 episodes in one day and was just texting me as he, like, his reactions to the things that happened like weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. He's fully bored and cries every night.
Good.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
And we actually just sent him a video calling him loser.
That wasn't nice.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
He texted us on the 4th, and he was like, I'm at home, first time in 10 years not being in the Northwoods on the 4th.
Like, sad. Sign your contract next year. Okay. So I think we did good today.
Good.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No. That was great. Thank you for sharing your podcast with
me. Any Maramita camper shout-outs, like anything awesome you've seen that you want to?
Yeah, one of my campers, Dylan Alexander, she was camper of the day. We do Camper of the Day.
Wow.
Yeah. So we
do. How is Camper of the Day chosen?
So every other day, we have Counselor of the Day and Camper of the Day.
Counselor of the Day.
Counselor of the Day is once a week. Camper of the Day is every other day. And if you see a girl doing something outstanding, taking extra time to go out of her way to do something, we have a bead program at Maramita where all the girls have a necklace that says Maramita 2019.
Okay.
And if they do something great, a counselor or a camper can nominate them for a bead. And then we have galaxy beads, we have whatever, space beads, and they all represent something. And we have Camper of the Day beads. So that just goes on their necklace. There's a whole thing, a whole chant in the mess hall. It's at the end of lunch is Council of the Day, and the end of dinner is Camper of the Day. And it's really great. So my camper was nominated because I think she helped a girl swim or something. I don't know. I nominate a girl at the beginning of the summer because we do tread tests for the sailing class, which is where they have to get in the lake in their longs and longs and tread for 2 minutes.
Oh, God, I would drown.
Because if they're on a sailboat and it's cold, so they're wearing longs and longs and their sailboat capsizes, they got to be able to swim
with it. Is that your version of long pants, long sleeves?
Yeah.
Okay. Longs and longs. Yeah. Longs and longs. I like that.
Yeah. So they, this one girl had to do it, and she was late to class, so she missed out, and she had to do it by herself, and another girl did it again, so she wouldn't have to be alone doing the tread test. I nominated her. She got Camper of the Day. It was outstanding, and all the girls really support each other with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know.
Did you ever get Camper of the Day?
They started it last year, but so I did get Counselor of the Day. I got Counselor of the Day.
Jory has never won Camper of the Day. Ever.
This is fact.
I think you have a good podcast voice. I think you should do this.
Thank you. We're trying to get this. Well, we're looking into getting it started at Merrimita. All of you who are tuning in, Merrimita families. I am the voice of the blog.
I'll show you. I'll send you the site I use to like host it and everything. It's really easy.
And you're on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. How Spotify, did you get a spot there?
Spotify.
Beautiful.
Stitcher,
wow.
Anywhere your podcast.
Lots of places to tune in, listening. Everyone.
Yeah.
When are you getting a radio show?
A radio show? Yeah. I have a podcast.
Oh, what is sorry.
This? What is
it's 1950 again.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good evening and welcome to the Camp Menominee Fireside Radio. We don't need that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, this was awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Love the Cross Camp Pod. Menominee Merrimita.
Great.
There we go.
Might as well share this. We share.
Yeah.
Especially with the Weiss.
Kids are
we needed Jonah in here, but he's a
Jonah came on. He was on for the
Kawaga
Pod.
Got it.
Jonah's sitting on the deck.
No, he's killing it just hanging out with kids. That's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
He's been great. Okay. Well, for everyone listening, I'm going to have Andrew Morris on right after this to talk about our full camp day at Menominee because he's been dying to come on. And birthday boy Benny Goldberg is coming on the pod.
King Benny.
So keep listening. And then we'll do our official sign off after. You want to shout out anyone? This is the last chance.
Shout out Ethan. We miss
shout
you.
Shout out Ethan.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Jory, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned and listening. Now we're going to talk about our day at Camp Menominee. And to do that, I have two really awesome guests. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Tell us who you are.
I'm Andrew Morris.
I'm Benny Goldberg.
And what cabin are you guys in?
We're in cabin 7.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
I'm also 10.
You're 10 as of? Today.
Today.
Today's your birthday. It's a Benny Goldberg birthday podcast extravaganza. This is going to be great. Are you excited?
Yes.
Cool. Where are you guys from?
Illinois.
What part?
Deerfield.
Deerfield?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So let's talk about camp today. What did we do?
So today we had, at the beginning of the day, we had one of our green and white games called Vroom. Basically capture the flag.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about Vroom a little bit, what it is?
So basically, there's 5 flags on each team, and there's a borderline, and you're either a guard, or you're, like, patrolling, or you're, like, a squirter. And the goal of the game is to get the other team's flags on your side, and if you get squirted by a certain color, then you have to go to jail, and then after you're freed from jail, you're immune from that color. So it's basically the concept of the game.
Right, it's a crazy game. Like, the whole camp is a giant capture the flag board. There's flags in the woods on each side. The service road is the line that you got to bring the flags over. There's squirt bottles. There's, like, WMDs. There's green shirts. There's just all these different crazy rules and ways that you could get out and ways you could get the flag. What green and white team are you guys on, by the way?
I'm on team white.
I'm on team green.
Ooh, controversy in this megaphone office right now. Okay, so did either of you do anything exciting during vroom? Like, were you near a flag? Did you like get anyone out that was really important?
Can we call about 4 people down, please?
I traveled with the person on my team that found the WMD.
Which is what? Like a giant super soaker?
Which, like, it squirts black colored water, and if you get squirted by that, you're eliminated for the game.
For the whole game. It's not good. You don't want to get squirted by that. So you were with the guy that, who found it?
Jack Kaplan.
Jack Kaplan for the white team.
Yes.
Cool. Did you do anything else?
I was patrolling the border of our side at one point.
Cool.
And then I found him and he said to come with him. And then nice. We were trying to get the main flag.
And then what'd you do?
I helped with getting a flag. So I was with a bunch of people and I helped Charlie Eisenberg and a bunch of other people get the flag to bring it back to our side.
Which flag?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Where was it from? Do you remember?
It was right behind, I think, the golf shed.
It was behind the golf shed?
Yes.
Got it. And then there's one flag that's a secret flag that the captains get to hide and they don't tell the other team where it is, right?
Yeah.
I don't think those were found, right?
They found our main flag.
Really?
Yeah.
And we were trying to get our main flag with Jack Kaplan, but we did not succeed in that.
So what ended up happening? Do you guys remember what happened at the end?
So they were taking one of the... Was it the main flag?
It was
overtime.
Yeah, so it was tied, right?
Yeah.
It was a tie game and...
And the time was up. Mm-hmm. So how did overtime work?
So overtime was 10 minutes and whoever team got a flag passed wins.
First, so it was like golden flag.
Yeah.
So the green team had one of our flags, and they were trying to pull it back to their side, mm-hmm. but they kept grabbing the flag because within 5 feet radius of the flag, you're safe. So they would pick it up every time, and then it would be down. So they would have to try and get it on the side, and eventually they got it over.
Right. So let's set the scene. Like, I don't know if you guys saw, but right before the game ended, the white team had a flag that was like 5 feet from the line. All they had to do was get it over the line. And I forgot who it was, but someone was there and they tried to throw it across. And of course, what happens when you throw it and it hits the ground?
It's done.
It goes all the way back to where it started. So they shouldn't have thrown it. They should have just ran it across.
Because if they caught it, then it would have been...
Yeah, it would have been good. Yeah. But that's a big risk.
Yeah.
So the green team brought their flag like all the way to
behind
like,
the
service
right,
road.
But yeah, it's like the service road.
It's behind the barn. I think that's where their main flag was.
But the greens found one of your flags and brought it all the way to like just the beginning of the golf course.
Yeah.
And they were running back and forth. You guys were tagging them. It was really crazy. And then finally, I think it was Max Bierman, captain for the green team, grabbed the flag. He got tagged. Aaron Peltz slides into the flag zone. Jake Reinhardt with the black dye squirts him, but I'm there and I call him safe because Reinhardt's standing in the safe zone and you can't squirt someone in the safe zone. Reinhardt turns to yell at me and then Peltz grabs the flag and runs across. And that was it.
Yeah.
I think it was Aaron Peltz. Not
Peltz. It was Aaron Peltz.
So that was it. Greens won.
Yeah.
I think it might be Dumo.
Dumo got two flags over today.
Yeah.
Oh. That's crazy. At the same time, I think. That's shout out to Dumo, because that's not easy to do. Mo. See what I did there? All right, what else did we do?
We did circle dodgeball.
Who won that?
The greens.
The greens.
Was that fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Benny's dad is a famous circle dodgeball player. He is a top circle dodgeball player, father, son.
So how circle dodgeball works is, so basically there's a circle and so the green team, just saying the green team's in the middle, is in the circle, and the white team has dodgeball, or like kickballs, and they try to throw it at us. If it touch any part of our body except our head, you're out, and the greens won that. And then right after, we had a game that was like,
you had to get all your teammates inside of a box.
The rug pile?
Yeah.
It's my least favorite game. It's very odd. Right. And it was too big, right?
Yeah.
So, like...
There was a lot of people, like, all the seniors had, like, a junior on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't win that, but it was a good, like, idea.
Right.
Because you have to fit everyone in a certain size box.
It's fine.
And then right after that, we had shoe relays.
The shoe scramble is ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
tell everyone what the shoe scramble is.
And all of our shoes are scrambled up in a big pile. And we have to race to put them on.
Your shoes. You can't put anyone's shoes on.
Find your own shoes and then run back and tag the next person to go. And it's just like a silly concept, but it's fun.
Who won that?
The greens.
Wow. So the greens are like coming out strong early after losing like 3 straight years. The greens have not been doing well.
And also, the whites won one event, which technically I want to say it is an event. It's like a cheer off.
Yeah. But what did we do before green and white this afternoon?
How we started it?
No. Like.
So before we started all those events, we had our cement signing.
So every year we lay fresh cement somewhere in camp, and we all sign our names in it. Did you guys write anything funny in there? Anything cool with your cabin? No. You just signed your name.
Yeah.
Neo and Simon, they wrote better. Like, Neo wrote Better Schneider.
Better Schneider.
And then Simon wrote Better Man.
Why didn't you write Better Goldberg? Or Best Goldberg?
I don't know.
The cement sign is really cool. That cement will be there forever. And maybe if you guys have boys that come to Nami years from now, they'll be able to see your names on there. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then tonight we had a social.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
It was fun.
Did you have to do anything to get those beads?
I asked Jake Reinhardt for one.
All right. We just said please and we got the beads. What about the food? What was your favorite food at the social?
I didn't have it.
You didn't have any of it?
No.
You didn't have the king cakes or the popcorn or the candy? Nothing?
No, because like everyone was swarming the tables with food, so I just decided I'm not going to try and do that because last time at the Chippewa Social, everyone was just swarming around the table and it took forever to get stuff.
What did you have?
I had cake, candy, and popcorn.
Oh, so you had all of it. So you had enough for both of you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, I think that's a full day, right? Anything else you got? You're on the pod right now. Like, anything else you want to say that you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Highlights of camp? What's your best camp moment so far? Both of you. You go first, Andy.
I liked how they started green and white.
That was really fun.
We were at the way ceremony, where it's every Sunday we have like a fire honoring kids for certain reasons. Like, every week it's like a different thing. Like, this week it was spirit. Like, for Kawaga, who was showing the most spirit for the team. And they, Jeff Toombs came out in all green with his green book. And they were, and him and Woody, with who was on the white, they were, like, recapping last year's green and white, who won the competitions. But it was funny because they were talking in, like, weird accents. And it was...
Right, they did, like, their competing stories. I thought that was really cool. And then they read off the teams, and we're ready. I can't believe we did 4 events today. Yeah. That's pretty great. We're going to have a packed green and white. It's going to be awesome. We got a lot more events coming up. Which one are you guys looking for? Which one are you looking forward to the most?
I like the energy source one.
Creatively Acquire?
Yeah.
What about you?
Probably, yeah, same.
Same? Not in the other ones? Not the relay?
Or Midnight Manhunt.
Midnight Manhunt.
Oh, I love that one.
Midnight Manhunt's a good one. I like the relay. I really like the relay.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, cool. You want to say hi to your parents?
Hi, Mom. You told me to try and be on a podcast. I'm here.
How do you think it went?
It was good.
Yeah. I think you're a natural. What about you? You talked to your parents today. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
So we're not even saying hi. You could say hi.
Hello.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening, especially to the double pod. I don't know if you guys know, but right before you were on, I had the Weisses on with their sister, Jory, who's in Maramita. So we did like a cross camp pod. So everyone out there, thanks for listening. It's been fun to have Andrew and Benny on the pod today. We will keep doing them. We're going to keep coming at you with a lot more green and white stuff. And it's the end of July almost. Tomorrow's the last day of July. Isn't that sad? Camp's going too fast. But forever and out there, keep listening. For the love of camp and Andrew Morris and Benny Goldberg, I'm Jason Fallgraber. Good night, everybody.